The Arizona State Board of Education faced a barrage of criticism last night because of how it had decided to grade schools on the A to F scale. And the board voted to take another look at the system so that schools disappointed by their grade will have a chance to get those modified. Tim Carter, president of the board, says the grades were intended to be preliminary and subject to adjustment. And Tim Carter is with me. Tim, there are four different content areas that you and the board are going to be looking at more closely. What are those?
Certainly. We have a little over 100 schools that have some type of non-typical grade configuration. And many of those overlap elementary grades with high school grades. The elementary grades have a very specific set of indicators, and they're very different from the high school indicators. And so if we just have a K-8 school or any configuration in K-8, it's pretty simple. They're all using the same set of indicators, same thing at the high school level. But when you have a 6-12 school, for example, there has to be some way, because the statute requires us to give a grade to each school. That local board made the determination that they wanted a school of 6-12, so we have to be able to evaluate that school and give them a grade. In and of itself, once that's resolved, that will resolve more than 100 issues. Issues around data. The schools report their data to the Arizona Department of Education. During this window, we did go through some transition between one data system called SACE to the new data system, which is AZEDS. And we have heard that there were some technical difficulties with that. So we simply wanted to create an opportunity for schools to be able to have a one-on-one conversation with ADE about the data. And if the data that ADE has is accurate, then the grade should stand. If it's not, then that new data that everybody agrees is the correct data should be rerun, and there should be a different grade assessed. Same thing with coding, which is our third option. Coding is where we take the data and we merge it with the plan, with the actual policy that makes up the A to F plan. And it really is the software and the algorithms that make that work. So we have some schools, not very many, but we have some schools that are arguing that the data seems to be okay, but the way it is merging into the plan doesn't seem to be accurate. And indeed, we have identified a couple of areas that we know for sure it's not accurate. And the fourth one are kind of the traditional appeals, even though these are, as I said yesterday, these are anything but traditional appeals. They are all over the board. The appeals committee, I think, is going to have their work cut out for them deciding which things are valid and which aren't. But once we get all four of those items resolved, or at least we understand what the real issues are, first of all, a lot of those will be satisfied and will no longer be problems. And then we will have a group that we then have to make policy decisions around. Are these significant enough that we really need to modify the plan?
Considering how complex it is, though, did you have any concerns going into even the preliminary grading situation, if only because there are a lot of rural schools in Arizona, there are a lot of urban schools in Arizona, there are charter schools in Arizona, and it's a complicated formula to begin with, and it's hard to obviously satisfy people 100%. Did you think there would be concerns going into this once the preliminary grades were put out?
The answer is absolutely. And I think anybody who has any understanding of the complexity of the state and the different types of school districts, the different types of charters, the geographical issues, the grade configuration differences, I mean, we probably have more school choice in Arizona than any other state, but that same school choice that we love on one hand, because it gives our parents and our kids options, complexes the complete issue around school accountability. And it, in my view, it is somewhat inherently unfair to come up with a system that ranks every school in Arizona against each other. The demographics of that top school are so absolutely different than that bottom school that there is no comparison. You can't make a reasonable comparison between those two. And so I have long said that I believe that giving a single letter grade probably does not give people the type of information they really need to make value judgments about schools. And what I would favor, and I have not hesitated to tell people this, and I'm hoping the board will pass policy around this here within the next couple of months, is to either go to a dashboard system or at least provide a dashboard with the grade. mean, if we go out on the street right now and we ask somebody to tell us, what's the difference between a B school and a C school? Well, they're going to tell you, well, a B is better than a C. Okay, but tell me what the real differences are. It is too complex. You're absolutely right. By providing a dashboard, and let's say at the elementary level we have five indicators, let's create some kind of numeric score, probably a percentage, on each of those five indicators. Then I can see, all right, here's what they did on proficiency, here's what they did on growth, here's what they did on accelerator. And then I can do the same thing at the high school. And I can see what their grad rate was and what their ELL performance was. I mean, that's much more meaningful. And if we have to give a letter grade, and obviously the legislature wants us to do that, so we have to, and we will. But it really makes that letter grade much more meaningful.
Tim Carter is president of the Arizona State Board of Education.